We do want to return to Psalm 103, and so we're going to give a little bit of a refresher, and then I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that's going to be pertaining to kind of an application here here in just a few moments. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life with or from destructions, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for this opportunity that we have. We do pray for those that are sick and those that are on our prayer list and those that are struggling today. Lord, you know every heart, every need, every condition. And Lord, we just put them into your hands. We pray that you'll help them and strengthen them. And Lord, if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, I pray that you'll help them and strengthen them and cause them to realize that they need to be saved. We thank you for our time today and how you've blessed us. And now, Lord, just pray that you'll help me tonight. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So our title this morning, it is continuing, is simply Praising God. Praising God. And I mentioned this morning that Psalm 103 is really full of encouragement. And so let me challenge you this week or at your spare time to read Psalm 103 and all the things that's in there and how that it's full of encouragement. We also mentioned this morning, and you can relate to this just as I can, and that is the fact that we have disappointments in life. We have hurts. We have concerns. We have problems. We have disappointments with things not maybe going the way that we would like them to go. And we also have disappointments in people letting us down. And that's just the way of life. That's just how sometimes it happens. And so there's disappointments with hopes. There's disappointments with thoughts. There's disappointments with things. And all these bring disappointments. But a believer, as I mentioned this morning, as kind of a refresher tonight, a believer needs to look beyond those things and consider what we have in the Lord. So here's my question tonight. I want you to raise your hand if you had a good lunch. Did everybody have a good lunch? Most everybody had a good lunch. Do you remember what you ate for lunch? Sometimes I do. I said, "What did I eat today?" And so do you remember what you had? And so with knowing what you had for lunch, did you, while you were eating, did you say, "Boy, this is really good"? Anybody say that? Some did. Some shook their head no. All right, so this don't apply to you. If you shook your head no, this doesn't apply. But let me ask you a question. For those of you who had a good lunch, for those of you who enjoyed what you ate, until I mentioned it, how many of you are thinking about right now what you ate? Is there anybody? But you said it was good. And you said you enjoyed it. So why aren't we thinking about it? Our focus tonight is on something that we can hold on to. Something that's real. Something that we can think about every day. Something that we can, when life's problems arise, when problems hit, when disappointments come, we still have something to go back to. We say we like things, and we all have, we just like with lunch today, we enjoy it, it's good, but yet it passes. I mean, it goes away. Here in just a little while, if you haven't already, we're going to be having something else to eat. Somebody might even have a late night snack. Somebody might get up in the middle of the night and say, I'm still hungry. But all those things are just temporary. All those things are temporary. They're good for us, or at least if you eat healthy, they're good for you. And they help us, and they strengthen us. It gives us strength. So there's a lot of things that it gives us, but yet it's not lasting. We're constantly wanting something else. That's why I say sometimes if you get up late, my dad used to get up, and I don't know that people do it anymore. Some of you might have, but my dad used to love when my mother made cornbread. And so one thing that he did, you think of cornbread and you think of, a meal, but sometimes he would get my mother to make cornbread, and he would take hot cornbread and he would put it in milk. Anybody ever do that? There's a few of you. And so that's what my dad did. So he would sometimes get up or at least before he went to bed and I would see him with a glass of milk and he would have cornbread in it and he would be eating it. And so there's things that we crave, there's things that we like, there's things that is more appealing than others, but in all those things, they all don't last. You're always wanting something else. Well, what we have in the Lord is something that's real. What we have in the Lord is something that will last, something that we can focus on, something that we can depend on, and something that when we're going through these difficult times in life, we can think about. We can think about. So the first thing I mentioned this morning is this, who forgiveth all our iniquities, found in verse 3. The Bible says, who forgiveth all our iniquities, who healeth our diseases. So the Lord made that perfect provision, He orchestrated, and that's the one thing about it, He orchestrated that provision in the gift of His Son. He knew that it would take Jesus Christ, sinless, and he knew there had to be a payment for sin. You see, that's where there's some struggles in people realizing that there had to be a payment. There had to be a payment, for sin and for our sins. And Jesus Christ is that payment. It's paid in full. And so he's that payment, and we have forgiveness. We have forgiveness because of Jesus, accepting His finished work. And we're encouraged because we're encouraged by looking to Him. Now, I won't spend any time tonight about people struggling with forgiving themselves that we focused on this morning, but there is still that impact where people are struggling forgiving themselves. And so we're forgiven because of Jesus. And so if we're relying on Jesus to save us, and if we're relying on Jesus to having paid that price, and if He can forgive us, then we can forgive ourselves. Now, number two, we made mention who healeth our diseases. And we mentioned the body, and we also mentioned the mind. You see, our hearts, our minds, and our souls get diseased with this life, with the things of this life. It gets diseased. And then we focus towards the end of this morning's message, bringing out Isaiah 41:10, and we won't read that tonight. But I made mention that he says, I will be with thee. He says, I am thy God, and he will give us strength. He'll give us help. And he will uphold us. So tonight, as we continue, our third thought, or our third point, is found in verse 4. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. What does this mean? when it comes to believers? Does it mean that we're always going to be protected from danger? Does it mean that we're going to be always out of harm's way? Because we know, and you know, I've mentioned this before, but it's just had such an impact on my life, and that is my best friend who was went off to Bible college when I was young, and he was 18, and he was at Bible college, and it was his first semester, and he went swimming with some friends, and from what the autopsy showed or what they suspected, that he got a severe cramp and drowned. Now, if that verse applies to in that way, then people would kind of question, and you've heard this before, and that is, how can a loving God allow this to happen? That seems to be a struggle with individuals. It seems to be a struggle with people saying, how can a loving God allow this to happen? Well, when I read this verse, it says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. It doesn't mean that no harm will come, but what I believe that does mean, and the application here is this. It means no harm can come to us unless he permits it. Unless he permits it. The one that I think about in the Bible that you're probably thinking about right now, if you really stop and consider, and that is Job. Job was a godly man. Job was doing everything. He was living right. He was doing the right thing. He was just simply living for the Lord. And then tragedy struck. Tragedy struck. He lost his wealth. He lost his health. He lost his family. And he probably, after what his wife said, he probably said, I want to lose her too. Because she said, why don't you just curse God and die? A lot of support there, isn't it? But the point is, he went through this, but God allowed it. If we took time to, if you took time to read the first part of Job, Satan came and said, look, he says, have you considered, or God said, have you considered my servant Job? And the Lord allowed Satan to do, and I'm just going to kind of paraphrase it, but he allowed Satan to do whatever he could do, but he couldn't take his life. He even had some of his friends who came to support him and try to encourage him, and they were just simply saying, you must have done something in your life to cause this. In other words, you need to get right with God because these bad things are happening because you're, and I'm paraphrasing, but if you take time and read it, you'll see what I'm talking about. But he's saying, they're saying, you're causing this. And these bad things are happening because of you. Well, this verse that we talk about tonight says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? It doesn't mean that we're not going to have problems. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have difficulties. It doesn't mean that that believers aren't going to be in harm's way. But I'll tell you this, when it comes to the Lord, there's nothing that takes God by surprise. There's nothing in our life. He knows exactly what's going to happen to us tonight. He knows exactly what's going to happen to us tomorrow. He knows exactly what our future is going to be, and that's why we rest in Him. You see, that's why we praise Him, because He does redeemeth our life from destruction. If you're saved and you're born again, you know, there might be things that happen to us in this life, but they can't have you. You see, we're on our way to heaven. And so, but God really already knows before anything that's going to happen. And this is where, and we've been spending some time on Wednesday night about faith, because I believe that our faith needs to be strengthened. And I believe that our faith, all of our faith, could be just a little stronger. And we strengthen our faith from the Word of God. But this is where faith and trust must take center stage in our life. When the things happen and we don't understand them, and maybe we can't comprehend them, then that's when we say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. I may not understand. I may not understand. There were some things as I was growing up that I wanted to do or that I felt like that I should do, and even sometimes that I felt like I was owed. But my parents said no. You know, that's the thing. Sometimes we think we're owed something, but in reality, we're really not owed anything because Jesus Christ paid it all. And what we have, He's already given us. And sometimes I think we have the idea that if I do this, I'm going to get this, and if I do this, I'm going to get that, when in reality, we do the things we do, and we should do the things we do because we love Him, not because we think that we're owed anything. But there's a verse that we all know, and there's a verse that we all have probably quoted, and we hold on to it, and that's in Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. You see, we have to grab a hold of that verse and realize that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. And that takes faith, because there's a lot of things that we don't understand. But the most important thing in our life is to be in His will. That's the most important thing in our life, is to be in His will. People make decisions every day for various reasons. Different things motivate us to make certain decisions. Different things happen to cause us to make some of the decisions that we make. But the most important thing is that we're in His will. And just because we're saved doesn't mean we will always make the right decision. Just because we're saved doesn't mean that we're always going to make the right decision. And you say, well, what does all this have to do with praise? Because verse 4 says, who redeemeth thy life from destructions. You see, we can count on Him. We can trust Him. We can put our whole heart in Him. You ever done something that you just kind of did it halfway? It was just something that you were, that you felt like you needed to do, and maybe that you were responsible for, but you really didn't. You didn't put your heart into it, but yet you did it because you were supposed to. Well, let me challenge you tonight. Do everything you do because of everything He's done. Do everything you do because of everything He's done. We've got reason tonight to praise Him. We've got reason tonight. I'm on number three, getting ready to be number four. But just one of those things should cause us to praise Him. Just one of those things. But yet we've already mentioned three tonight, and we've got reason to praise Him. Number four, he goes on to say in verse 4, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Think about that word, crowneth. Crowneth. What does that word crowneth mean, and how can we apply it to our life as a believer? See, that word crowneth means to compasseth you around. In other words, the old terminology My grandpa used to use it when he was trying to maybe get some of his farm animals, and I'm trying to remember which one it was. I got to see it a couple of times, but he used to slaughter hogs. And he used to say, hey, we need to hem him in. In other words, if you ever, not to try to be graphic, because I don't want to be, but if any of you's ever been a part of that, you kind of probably can relate to this. But when you take down a hog, you don't want it to run. You want to take it down and you want it to drop just like that. And the reason you want that is because he's so heavy that you don't want to have to drag him, and you want him as close to that boiling water as you can get it, to where you can lift it up. Well, a lot of times my grandpa would use that term, we need to hem him in. In other words, we need to keep him to where he doesn't take off running. Well, when you think of that terminology, who crowneth thee, that means he's got us hemmed in. He's got us hemmed in. And how rich are we now? How rich are we? We're rich because we're hemmed in by him. That's that crowneth that we're talking about. How rich shall we be forever and ever and ever? You say, well, I don't have a lot of money. And no, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But the riches that we have is in the Lord. The riches that we have is what he has given us. And so we have reason to praise him because he has us, because he has us hemmed in. He's crowneth us. And what is he crowneth with? Loving kindness and tender mercy. You see, all those apply because he crowneth us with this loving kindness and tender mercy. Psalm 84 verse 11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. In other words, if God believes that you need it, then it's going to happen. And what I mean by that is just simply this. God knows what each one is in need of. God knows us far better than we know ourselves, and we can trust him. But the problem is, a lot of times we don't understand. We don't understand. And we say sometimes, Lord, and I don't know if you're guilty of this, maybe you're not, but sometimes we say, why? Why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why is these things happening in the life? And sometimes we would like to know why. But you know, that's where our faith and our trust comes. Because I don't know if we could handle everything that he knows. I don't think that we could comprehend his knowledge. So therefore, he gives us a little at a time. You know, when you first got saved and you started growing in the Lord, think back when you first got saved. There's a lot of things that you didn't understand. And there's still a lot of things we don't understand. But I bet you understand more than what you did when you first got saved. And that's growing. That's growing in the Lord. That's him giving us just a little at a time. And that's part of that growth. What's bad is when we don't grow. When we don't grow. When we don't grow in the Lord. And so for every experience that we have, and for every trial that we have, and for every temptation that we have, and for every struggle that we have, it's just part of growing in the Lord. But we have to remember that we're hemmed in. We're crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. You see, loving kindness makes a difference. Kindness makes a difference. Mercy makes a difference. And he surrounds us with kindness. He surrounds us with mercy. And I think back, and that is just simply this. He hadn't given us what we deserve. But he's given us grace and mercy because of Jesus Christ. because of that shed blood. And then lastly tonight is number 5. And the Bible goes like this. Verse 5 says, "Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things." Satisfies the mouth with good things. His desire is that we be satisfied. Just like I made mention about that meal was probably satisfied. And how many of you have ever made the comment, when you eat, and you eat maybe more than you should, and you might make the comment, "I don't believe I could eat another bite." But within about 2.5 hours, you're snacking. Because it doesn't last. But what we have in the Lord, and the reason that we praise Him tonight, is because of what we have will last. It's satisfying. What we have. You see, He covers our needs. He covers our needs. Psalm 17 verse 15 says, "And for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness." You see, when we awake in the morning, we may be hungry, but when we wake in the morning, we're just as saved as what we are right now because of what we have in Him. You see, we're satisfied in Him. We're satisfied in Him. And this is just simply reasons that we need to praise the Lord. Psalm 34 verse 10, the Bible says, "The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing, because we trust Him." We trust Him. You see, what we have is real. What we have is satisfying. What we have, as the saying goes, we can take to the bank, because what we have in Jesus Christ will get us to a better place called heaven. You see, we've got a lot. So I ask the question, are we satisfied believers? You see, satisfied with the Lord Himself, with all good things that He provides. We can't look at others, and we can't look at others and say, well, as maybe a family does, you know, when you're living with 6 kids in the house, as I did, there's always going to be somebody that says, well, that's not fair. That's not fair. One person gets this, one person gets that, and you say that's not fair. But yet it's really, and I had to learn this, but it's really not up to the child, but it's up to the parent. And if we're trusting God, and we're truly trusting Him, it's up to Him, not us. The most important thing is that we're satisfied in Him. Our joy comes tonight from praising the Lord. Our joy comes tonight from praising the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. And we say tonight, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for our time together tonight. And Lord, you know our hearts, and you know the struggles that we have. And Lord, you know the lack of understanding sometimes that we have in our hearts, but help us to trust you. Help us to focus on you. Help us to focus on your benefits. Help us to focus on your love, your mercy. Help us to praise you. Lord, how you're good to us. And that we're grateful. Father, if there's someone that wants to just come and pray tonight, Lord, I pray that they'll come. And Lord, we just want to leave this place tonight praising you for all the good things that you've done and all the good things that you're doing and the many, many benefits that we have in you. Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.